Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. I think you're going to be glad you did it, too. If you've been listening already, you know what we think about you. We think we consider you one of the highly intelligent people on planet Earth. So we're glad to have you with us as well. And I know you're hanging out with us a little longer because you heard something. You found out some news. You heard that Jeffrey Dobkin was going to be back on the show. And you said, man, I don't want to miss that guy. He's so cool. And as you know, he's the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and second book here now, folks. Get ready. Drum roll. How to Market a Product for Under $500. He's our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you back.
Jim, you got to keep up with the times. I've also written Direct Marketing Strategies and also Successful Low-Cost Marketing Methods.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Smarty Pants, I personally don't have a copy of either one of those books.
Oh, I can't believe that.
So what's wrong with that picture, huh?
Well, Jim, I don't remember getting a check.
Jeff, you're confused on how this works. I'm gonna have to get you unconfused about that. I'm gonna have to enlighten you. No, I don't have my copies of those, but I don't have my autographed copies of those books.
I will get you a copy.
So,
and if anybody out there is listening, I'll send a copy to them for send me $5.
There you go. All right, send him $5. He'll work it out, and we'll tell you where to send it to in a minute. So, what do you think about? All right, we got all this technology, Jeff. I mean, when I stop and think about the different ways I communicate, of course, I'm a little unusual, a little weird, I guess, maybe for most people. I do have this radio show, and so I hook up to my, I connect to my network, and you know, three different ways during the show. By ISDN, we also have a backup signal to going over, and we also communicate by instant messaging. And so that's one way to communicate. But I also, you know, regular business hours, I got email, I got instant messaging, I got the telephone, I got Skype, I've got all kinds of other stuff, different ways of communicating. We just got a lot of different ways to communicate these days, don't we?
We do. Jim, what happened to the best marketing method ever? A letter.
The letter.
I mean, you got. Let's take a look at email.
Is that like where words are put on a piece of paper and you put it in the mail?
You remembered.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that. That's a relic of the past. And so, I mean, do people still do that?
Hey, don't be calling my clients relics. Direct mail is alive and still a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's a great way to communicate, because if I send you an email, what do? You look at it on your screen, and screen time is now very limited. When people want to send me mm-hmm. stuff by email, I'm like, because after your message came in, right. Another 500 came in.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
The back of it.
Oh, yeah. And it might wind up in spam, or it might just get kicked out. You might never see it.
That's right.
Email marketing is a great way, and I'm going to talk about some ways to tie all this together. With you and I both are going to do that, but email marketing is a great way. But there is a lot of fallout, isn't there?
There's so much fallout. I mean, how many lonely women in Russia really want to meet me?
Well, the ones that I've tried to contact from all those never works out.
I don't know. They all want me to send them money to come over.
And they're so lonely, right?
They are lonely. What a lonely group they have, those Russian women. But I'll tell you, when you get a piece of email on your screen, what's the objective of that? What do you want to do? The first thing you want to do is get rid of it. How fast can I deal with this
mm-hmm.
and get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get a letter, how long can it sit on your desk if it's a nice letter? I mean, around
mm-hmm.
my office, it can sit around for a couple of months. But, you know, that's just me.
Right.
But a letter can sit there, and a guy can look at it and review it, and he has some kind of filing system for it. I mean, you send me a piece of email, I put it in the stack to get looked at somewhere between later and never, and it just
right.
winds up going in some obscure file until I say, Well, I wonder what happened to that piece of email.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, for marketing purposes, email is good for instant. If you need a personal communication, if you have something as like breaking news, email is great. But mm-hmm. that's what it is. It's a flash in the pan, and then let's get rid of it. And the next 500 come downloading, and it's just one of the pack.
Now, I have a little bit different take on that, and probably not much different from what you're thinking, but I'm glad you're saying this. I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I think it's important. And somebody once said to me something about using different kinds of technology, one over the other, and he used this term. He said, it's not either or, Jim, it's both and. When we come back, Jeffrey and I are going to talk about email marketing and regular mail marketing, direct mail marketing. It's not, in my opinion, it's not either or, it's both and. 22. Going to be right back. Stay with us.
My desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers here, ladies and gentlemen, from the Wayback Machine.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Tonight's the time for all your tears.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin, longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and How to Market a Product for Under 50 Bucks. I mean, under 500 bucks, I should say. And there are two new books, folks, that I think you should check out. You're probably going to like them. I personally wouldn't know because I don't have my own copies or anything. You know, Right, Jeffrey?
Ouchie.
So tell us the name of those books again, Jeff, the two that I don't have.
Direct Marketing Strategies and the update of How to Market a Product for Under $500, which is called Successful Low-Cost Direct Marketing Methods.
And tell the audience where they can find those.
They can find those at Dobkin.com, Dobkin.com. You can also search Direct Marketing Strategies. I'm up on the first page at some of the search engines.
Right.
And so you can get them from me. And a nice offer for your listeners. If you send me $5, I will send you one of those books.
All right. Thank you. These are expensive books, too, by the way, folks.
They are real books. They're not just e-books. And
that's
this is a real offer, Jim. Let's see what you got out there.
I know. $5. So how do they do that, though? I mean, how do they send you $5?
Send me $5, check or cash.
Okay.
And send it to Jeff Dobkin, Danielle Adams Publishing. Name my publishing company after my two kids.
Can they find this on your website? Can they find this address on your website?
They can, which is
okay.
Dobkin.com.
Go to Dobkin, get his address there. Send him a $5 check, and if you have any trouble with that, folks, you let me know. I'll get your money back. But I promise. Yeah. No, I'm teasing. You won't have any trouble. He'll send you an outstanding book, and thank you. And by the way, folks, these are $30, $40 books, depending
that's
on
right.
which one you get. So check that out. $5. That's a good deal. Thanks, Jeff, for doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about email marketing versus direct mail marketing. Jeffrey, here's how I think about this. I think that if your goal is to get someone's attention, that it's very difficult to break through all the clutter to meet someone, and they didn't know you were coming. They didn't know you were going to be there. They didn't know you existed. I think it's probably difficult to break through somebody like that and get their attention on email. Although it happens, it does happen a lot. It's very difficult, and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of strategy. You got to get the right lists and everything. You talk about lists all the time, but here's what I think: once you get their attention, however you got their attention, in other words, they found you and they bought something from you, or you sent them a letter, or whatever. Once they're doing business with you and they recognize your name and your brand, then I think email is a great way to stay in touch with them.
It is absolutely a great tool to stay in touch with.
And less expensive than direct mail again, because I'll give you an example. The people there are, I'm going to say that there are 8 or 10 companies that I do business with in a year's time for different things. Now that they know me and I've opted in to let them, and I've said, you can tell me about what you've got, they send me deals. They send me things, not all the time, just infrequently, And when they do, I can click over to their website and buy the stuff if I want to. Now, that is really good marketing.
That is great, great marketing because it's so low cost and it's very specific.
Yep.
However,
yep.
there's a small window in there of how many times you can contact a person, how many times is too much, how many times is not quite enough.
So, but my point is that somewhere down the line, most of those people probably either sent me a catalog, sent me a letter or something that got my attention and made me think that I would want to do business with them. It probably didn't happen by email. The first contact that motivated me probably wasn't an email.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's the reason I said not either or, both and.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this. Are your clients worth like $15?
Most of them are, yeah.
Okay. So how about
maybe even up to 16.
Well, how about this? How about if you send them a postcard every 2 weeks? Because mm-hmm. that's what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you about $15-$20 to do that. Don't you think that would be a great top of mind awareness? 26 weeks every, there's 52 weeks in the year. You send them every 2 weeks, that's 26 pieces of mail, $15-$20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of a campaign is that? That's
and
awesome.
See, I like the. I'm glad you pointed that out because see, earlier you talked about a letter, and when people think about a letter, they think, oh, I got to write a letter, uh-huh. I got to get it on the right kind of paper, I've got to, you know, somebody's got to stuff it and all that kind of stuff, and I know, folks, some people might be saying, what's the big deal about that? Well, some people, it really is a big deal, but I like your idea about the postcard.
Inexpensive to send. They're cheap to print. A lot of postcard printers out there that are.
Yep.
And they'll mail them for you. They'll warehouse your list and mail them. And it is inexpensive.
But it's got to be powerful. The way you only have a little piece of real estate there. You don't have a lot to say. You don't have a lot of room to say stuff.
That's right. And you don't have to say a lot. It's just a simple reminder. You can say thanks for all your referrals, and that infers that some people are giving you referrals, and it makes other people give you even more referrals.
And if these are local people you're sending it to, you could say, bring this with you the next time you come, and I'll give you a big hug or a $5 discount or whatever.
That's right, and that's perfect for tracking.
Yeah.
So, I like going through the mail. That's my training. I'm an old school kind of guy. Email is fun, and that's the end. And it's good for instant communications, but a letter that shows up on your desk or a postcard, that's great.
It's not either or, folks. It's both and. Stand by. Jeffrey and I are going to go continue our best two falls out of three on email and direct marketing right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the blog and our newsletter. Subscriber form is there. You can opt in to become a subscriber to our newsletter, which we send every weekend on Sunday to get you ready for the week ahead. We're now in our, about to come into our, let's see, it's coming up to our ninth year, I think. We're wrapping up our ninth year, I think it is, for the newsletter. And we haven't missed an edition every week it comes out. So check that out and use all that to your advantage. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, many years, maybe close to 10 probably coming up. And we've had a great run with you, Jeff. We thank you for all the time that you've given us and all the insights and the wisdom you've bestowed upon us.
It's a privilege, but wow, I didn't think I was that old already.
Well, I've got that number. I've got that here. I know how long it's been. You've been here. I can look it up. But we were talking about the difference between, or not the difference, but the deciding. Let's talk about how to decide when to use direct marketing, direct mail, and when to use the email. And there is a I really think it's important that we know how to decide, because you know, sometimes, as you mentioned a minute ago, direct marketing there with mail, there is expense involved there.
There is an expense, so you really gotta kind of know your audience there and get a very targeted list. And I think that's the key for direct marketing. The list has to be very targeted. It is not a broad-based, you know, it's not like taking out an ad in the magazine, which is good for making people, reaching a broad-based audience, making people stand up and saying, yes, we have interest. Once the people that you're marketing to stand up, raise their hand, say, we are potential customers, then you can start direct marketing them through the mail. But email, I think, is very instant. When you need a response right away, you got a seat left in an airplane, you have food that's going to go bad over the weekend, that's the time email comes into play in marketing, I think, because you can communicate very fast.
Especially once they know you and they're doing business with you. And, you know, especially, yeah, Jeff, you're talking about the speed. I mean, we have people. There's one little place, and I love talking about these folks. There's a little a fresh food market, a fresh vegetable market, a greengrocer, I guess I should call them. But they grow their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they email us on Thursday morning about what they've got fresh that day.
Wow.
And that not only tells me what they've got fresh, it reminds me to go by, because it's not exactly on my way home, and it's a great reminder. And see, this is a lot more effective. That they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that in the old days with direct marketing. They'd have to get that. They'd have to start producing that on Friday to get it in the mail by Tuesday, so I could have it on Thursday.
That's right. That's right. So it's perfect marketing for them.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll bet you read that email. I'll bet you open it up and see.
I do.
Yeah.
But the first contact was not by email. They didn't. There was another way.
Mm-hmm.
It had to come another way. So again, you know, it's just like people say, okay, you know, what should I do? Should I be in the paper? Should I be on the radio? Should I be on television? The truth is you need a combination of those things.
You need a combination, and some of them sometimes more and sometimes less. And
yep.
It is like you said, it's and or.
But then I like what you said earlier, Jeff, about measuring and about tracking things. Measure what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever you do, however you're reaching out to people, encourage them to give you referrals. Those are golden, aren't they?
Yes, referrals, tracking, basics in marketing. I'll give you something else that happened that I see my clients. My clients say, we want to send out a press release. You know, a press release goes newspapers, magazines about a new product or a new service. And now there are some press release services through email. And they're like, hey, let's send them out. Hey, look, they're only 10 cents. We can send out 10,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, no. You know, this is, you know. And so what happens is all the magazine editors in the world that I live, they're flooded with these email releases.
Right.
And none of them work.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I see some technology that's just taken over. You know, you can't say, hey, it was easy for us, so...
Yep.
Let's do it and sleep well. That's not the way it works.
By the way, Jeffrey, March was your 8th anniversary. Thank you for 8 great years with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dobkin.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.